Recently, I was in the UK. One brother brought it to my attention. He said there was a network that launched their phones and there was no subscription fee. You were given a free phone. The only thing was you had to accept adverts on it daily. There's nothing more to it. You will pay for your call and you will be given a free phone. But obviously the marketing world appreciates the implications of this year. The only thing you will receive, the vulnerable youth, the susceptible youth, the gullible youth, I will delete it, I will erase it and delete it. But there will be that moment in your life when that youth will be depressed, isolated and suicidal, and he would then be tempted with an advert that would coincide with his depression, and you can run your mind and understand what would happen beyond. إِن صَغَيْتَ إِلَى مَا أَقُولْ كُنْتَ كَذَلِكَ. If you listen to what I have to say, then you will enjoy the same recognition. So Luqman alayhi salam then elaborated, it's in Ibn Kathir, you can read it, and the great detail is mentioned. He said, number one, غَذِّي بِبَصَرِي. غَذِّي بِبَصَرِي. I wish I had it, and I could convey it in that way, but the reality of the matter is the speaker is more in need than the listener. The first thing that Allah has given me, what He has given me, is because I take care of my gaze. Complete control over my vision. The Arabic poet said, كُلُّ الْحَوَادِثِ مَبْدَأُهَا مِنَ النَّظْرِ وَمُعْظَمُ النَّارِ مِنْ مُسْتَصْغِرِ الشَّرَرِ. The root cause of every evil is the abuse of sight. And it takes a mere spark to ignite a wildfire. كُلُّ الْحَوَادِثِ مَبْدَأُهَا مِنَ النَّظْرِ وَمُعْظَمُ النَّارِ مِنْ مُسْتَصْغِرِ الشَّرَرِ. 2 weeks ago, we were gone to Nelspruit for a program, and Sunday morning they took us to the park. So we had a rather unique sight. Everybody who was present said it was their first experience. It was early morning, we had Fajr, and then we got into the park, and we barely got in, and we had the amazing sight of 4 lions, males, that were out for a kill. They were literally prowling as lions, as king of the jungle. And we followed behind them for 1 entire hour. And obviously everybody's enjoying and taking pictures, and one, you know, marking his territory and then prowling. And you can see that sternness and that authority and that viciousness. And while we walk in, I'm telling the brothers in the car, you know, the advice of Luqman comes to mind. He told his son, Imshi wara al asad wala tamshi wara al mar'a. Imshi wara al asad wala tamshi wara al mar'a. My son, if you are a victim of circumstances and you have to tag behind a lion, thread cautiously but embark on that journey. But how dare you walk behind a woman? Ya bunayya imshi wara al asad wa la tamshi wara al mar'a. The hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. Nabi alayhi salam told the sahaba, iyyakum wal julus fit turuqat. Do not sit on the pathways. They said, Ma lana buddun. O Nabi of Allah, we have no other place to socialize. He said, Fa in abaytum illa al majalis. If you have no option but to congregate on the pathway, then discharge the obligation of the pathway. Can there be a more wholesome faith that in addition to advocating the rights of humans and animals, it equally provides us with the rules and the obligations of the pathway? You know, in Canada, you see these signs a lot there, stoop and scoop. Meaning if you walk in with your dog, you pick up whatever he drops on the way. Stoop and scoop. O Nabi of Allah, what are the obligations of the pathway? Ghaddul basar, drop your gaze. Kaful adha, remove an obstacle. And I often say, if it's a crime not to move an obstacle, can you imagine what a crime it would be if you become an obstacle? Kaful adha, amar bil ma'roof nahi anil munkar, advocating good and forbidding evil. We know the famous incident of Umm Salma radiallahu anha, that when she intended migrating from Makkah, initially she was denied. Her son was separated. And it was 1 long year that had lapsed where her husband had migrated, her son was separated, and in the interim his arm was dislocated. And she said, Makathtu ala dhalika sanatan, 1 year I cried every day. After 1 year, They pitied my condition and they decided to reunite me with my son. When I was reunited with my son, I seized the opportunity. وَضَعْتُ وَلَدِي فِي حِجْرِي. I put him in my lap. خَرَجْتُ مُتَوَجِّهَةً نَحْوَ الْمَدِينَةِ. And I made my way to Medina. وَمَا مَعِي أَحَدٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَبُنَيَّ هَذَا. And I'm a young woman, I'm traveling. The road from Mecca to Medina is a rather long road. With me, it's the heat, it's the desert, it's my child, we're on camel back. وَمَا إِن بَلَغْتُ التَّنْعِيمِ حَتَّى لَقِيتُ عُثْمَانَ بْنَ طَلْحَ. I barely got to Tan'im and I met the gentleman Uthman ibn Talha, who was a non-Muslim at that time. He said, إِلَىٰ أَيْنْ يَا بِنْتَ زَادِ الرَّاكِبِ. Her father was known as Zadul Raqib. He was a very generous person. Where are you off to, sister? I said, I am going to Uridu Zawji bil Medina. My husband is in Medina and it's been a long year. We've been separated. It's been real crisis in my life. So I'm trying to see if I can get back to my husband. Ma ma'aki ahadun? Oh, sister, are you traveling alone? When we talk about the fabric of a society,